Instead of asking about a place in the world for today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the name of a new Facebook game. Not some silly time suck. No, scientists and game developers in Britain came up with this new app. Its name comes from a scientific term. It's the Latin name of a fungus. Calara fraxinia was first discovered in Poland, where it wiped out the country's ash trees. It spread across Europe and Scandinavia. Most of Britain's ash trees now have the fungus, and Irish trees are getting it too. Scientists are urgently looking for solutions to save Europe's ash trees, and someone came up with the idea of using crowdsourcing to help analyze complex sets of ash tree genetic data. So what would you name a Facebook game designed to fight a fungus that's killing ash trees? Let's see, maybe Angry Fungus, Ash Tree Blitz, how about Fungus Wars? Nah. The real answer's coming up later in the show. Okay, got a few extra minutes on your hands today. How about helping to solve one of Europe's most vexing environmental challenges through a new Facebook app, a game? It's called Fraxinus, and that's the answer to our GeoQuiz today, Fraxinus. The game's name comes from a fungus that's attacking ash trees throughout Europe. So some British scientists came up with this game to boost efforts to save the trees. Dan McLean is head of bioinformatics at Sainsbury Laboratory in the UK. First of all, the Latin name of this fungus, and how big a problem is it?
Okay, so the Latin name of the fungus is Calara fraxinia in full, and it's having a huge impact all across Europe, actually. It was first noticed in Poland in the early 1990s, and it made its way into England late last year, and since then, to Ireland. And the British ash population is under great strain at the moment. There are about 80 million ash trees in Britain, and we think that up to 72 million of them, that's 90%, could be under threat.
Wow, that's huge. So how do you hope a Facebook game might help you crack the problem?
Well, we're really looking at the long game here. With the Facebook game, what we've got is a way of anyone who wants to help to be able to contribute scientific results to our databases. The game lets people interact with the scientific data. That gives us a great catalogue of what we use as genetic variation. And we can take that, and ultimately, with this, we'll be able to carry out experiments to try and associate the genetics with things like resistant traits in the tree, and hopefully, ultimately, breed resistant tree stocks.
Okay, still kind of abstract for me. Tell me how you play the game. How do you make ash tree genetics fun?
Okay, cool. So when you load up the game, what you've got is something that looks visually a lot like an abacus, coloured shapes in rows. And the very top row is the target pattern. And what the player must do is try and arrange the lower rows to look as much like that top pattern as possible. And that's what humans are great at, that pattern matching skill. And that's why we don't use computers for these ones, because the humans are so much better.
So how many players do you have so far?
A few hundred. It's been going for a day, and we've had up to 100 people at a time all day playing it. So I reckon it goes into a few hundred, maybe a thousand.
And so are you essentially then asking the players to solve puzzles for you?
That's right, yeah. They're solving a self-contained puzzle. It's very evident what the puzzle is in its own terms. It's a fun game to play on its own. But we've plugged in some science into the background in our own databases, and we're able to take the results from those guys and make real use of them. The players are contributing something very, very valuable to us.
You don't actually have to be living in an area of England, for example, that has ash trees under threat and reporting that back. This solving the puzzle is doing that, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, if you're interested in helping out with the science, or if you're personally affected by your local wood being affected by ash, then those are all great reasons to help out and have a go. And you don't need any scientific background, because the game is a self-contained puzzle.
Well, I mean, you're essentially crowdsourcing part of your scientific process, right?
That's right. So I think we're the first people to put this sort of scientific crowdsourcing into Facebook and to try and take advantage of a social network. But there have, over the last couple of years, been examples of this sort of crowdsourcing in biology.
What's at stake with the ash tree? I mean, why is it so important as a species?
Well, it's very important ecologically. It supports a lot of biodiversity, so we stand to lose a lot of that if the ash tree goes. It's important historically, and as well, it was a very important tree to the Vikings, and so it has a lot of history wrapped up in it, and it'd be a shame to lose some of our ash forests.
Key for baseball bats, too, just saying.
Yeah, it was used for spears by the Romans.
Well, Dan McLean, head of bioinformatics at Sainsbury Laboratory, thanks for telling us about Fraxinus, this Facebook game.
Thank you very much indeed.
And we'll link to the game at theworld.org so you can play and do your part for the ash trees.